Welcome to your custom deep dive. Today we're dissecting a piece of text that takes a two-ton machine and, like, reduces its entire lifespan to a shockingly rigid two-step formula.
Yeah, we're pulling a really concise excerpt today from Chevrolet Certified Service and Authentic Parts Support.
Right. And the mission for your deep dive today is to isolate exactly what this text claims is the ultimate key to a vehicle's longevity. So, okay, let's unpack this. The central claim here is that achieving long-term vehicle reliability hinges on, well, just two paired elements.
And literally nothing else. Just genuine Chevrolet parts and authorized service.
Exactly. It reads like a strict baking recipe.
Right.
Like, if you think about the actual chemistry of baking, if a recipe demands a specific flour with an exact protein percentage, you can't just swap in a generic substitute.
No, because you change the pH and totally ruin the molecular structure of the dough.
Right. The cake just collapses. And the text basically argues your car operates on that exact same fragile chemistry. You need the specific chemical makeup of the name brand ingredients, you know, the genuine parts.
And you need a certified pastry chef who understands those specific reactions, right? The authorized service.
I really love that chemistry perspective because it gets right to the actual mechanics of it.
It does. I mean, the text explicitly links the phrase authentic parts support directly to long-term outcomes.
So it's framing maintenance as like an investment rather than just a quick fix.
Exactly. And mechanically, this comes down to micro tolerances because a generic third-party part, it might look identical to the naked eye, but if its metallurgy is off by even a fraction of a millimeter, it introduces micro vibrations.
Oh, wow. So just tiny invisible vibrations.
Yeah. And over thousands of miles, those imperceptible vibrations degrade the surrounding engine components.
That is wild to think about.
It is. And furthermore, the authorized service component is mandated because modern vehicles require proprietary diagnostic software to interface with specific OEM sensors.
So an amateur mechanic without that software.
Right. They can't even detect those subtle misalignments.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? I mean, I have to push back a little here because this text is incredibly convenient for a manufacturer who just, you know, wants to monopolize your wallet.
Oh, for sure. Especially when we are seeing massive right to repair movements right now, specifically because independent mechanics are significantly cheaper.
Exactly. It's just striking that out of all the real world factors that impact a car, you know, whether you ride the brakes, drive on salted winter roads, or hit potholes every single day, the text completely ignores all of that. It singles out just these two proprietary variables.
Well, what's fascinating here is that exact omission. By intentionally leaving out your driving habits or the local climate, the source strips away all the messy variables you can't always control.
It basically makes it completely binary.
Yes, it distills vehicle care into a really strict approach. Use our parts, use our people. The underlying logic is about controlling the entire ecosystem to remove diagnostic guesswork.
So when every component and sensor speaks the exact same proprietary language, troubleshooting becomes like precise data analysis rather than a mechanic just hunting for a generic mechanical failure.
Exactly.
That definitely clarifies the strategy. So for you as the owner, when you are weighing a cheaper local shop against the dealership, this text argues you're paying a premium specifically to guarantee that ecosystem remains unbroken.
Right. Your peace of mind comes strictly from official channels.
Which makes sense if you buy into that logic.
It does. And this actually raises an important question for you to mull over the next time a maintenance light clicks on.
Oh, where are we going with this?
Well, if authentic parts and authorized service are the absolute foundational pillars of long-term reliability, how will our definition of a part actually change? Because modern vehicles are rapidly becoming giant rolling computer networks.
That is a really good point.
We are entering an era where replacing a crucial part won't mean turning a wrench on a piece of forged steel. I mean, it will mean downloading a line of encrypted software command. And when the ingredients to that perfect recipe become purely digital, relying on that certified ecosystem might be the only way to get the engine to start at all.